Yeah, they asking who's the best around. It just depends if I'm in your town.
It's hard to wanna be flashy and try and keep it humble. I got a buzz because I beat a bumble. See that go, go, bragging with the flow. Is it my fault that I'm so cold? Like 32 below. In this game, I'm trying to go like 32 and 0. And I know I'm about to blow. I'm detonating on the low. So welcome to the show.
Welcome, everybody. It's Ruck Talk. It's another edition, episode 16.
Yeah.
We're on the other side. We made it. It's 2024. I hope that you are keeping up with your resolution for the year for 24. And I hope and I pray that it doesn't get passed, or that it does get passed January or February when a lot of people start falling off. It had me to thinking because I go through this really weird phase right about the first till I think about the 15th. You know, I wait about 2 weeks. I don't do any kind of workouts. I normally take it as a rest, a time of rest for my body for everything I did last year. You know, I just came off a 75 hard in December, and I did that intentionally so I could take this break between January 1 to the 15th. And the reason being is because of the health vultures that come out, right? What I mean by that is, like, everybody and their mom, and like every gym, I'm not mad at anybody's hustle, but every gym trainer program, this, that, and the other concept, diet, fad ish type stuff happens during that time, and you know, just everything just gets just so overwhelmed. Like, you can't go to the gym because it's so packed, and you know, you can't, I mean, you listen, I live in a big city, but even at that point, like, even the roads, the paths for, you know, a lot of the runners and everything, like, I mean, it just gets way too much. And you, what you experience during that 15 day, and, you know, it normally lasts about 2 months, but a majority of people that go in hard, that are all about saying 2024 is my year, they generally drop off right around the 15th. So I stay away from all that stuff. But I hate it, the fact that people do drop off, because, you know, you do want people to continue and you do want them to keep up, whether it's a health thing, whether it's a I'm going to be a better parent thing, whether it's a, you know, I'm going to eat healthier, whatever it is your resolution is. You normally want, I do, I want people to keep up with. I want them to crush it in 24. But I think over the years I've noticed that everybody, no, not everybody, take that back. A majority of people say the same thing. Right when December comes around, right when, you know, right after Christmas, 2024 is going to be my year this year. And I always said, I've said it before, like, what happened to last year and the year before? Now, if you want to say, like, I'm crushing it more, right, then that's different. But there's so many people that get into this mindset of, I'm going to just grab it by the horns. I'm going to wait on the first and I'm going to do it. Right. And that's your first problem, because if you thought about it and it was the 25th of December, why didn't you start on the 25th? You know, or if you thought about it on the 1st of December, why didn't you start on the 1st? So that's the first red flag for me. Right. The people that say, I'm just going to crush it and blah, blah, blah. And then when the vultures come out, the vultures just do more harm because they just pour more salt on the wound, because you have somebody that comes up with this, like, this thought that they're just about to be the next, you know, rock as far as bodybuilding wise or physique wise, you know, by Tuesday or by the end of the month. And that doesn't happen. And they realize when they get in the gym, like, actually, like, how much work you really have to do to get what you thought that you wanted to be. I mean, I know you really want to be that person, but what you thought you wanted to be, it takes work. So you realize that and then you fall off. So after that, about the 15th, I get back in and my, you know, my regular schedule resumes. But as I was thinking about all this, trying to figure out when I'm going to get back in the gym, I started thinking to myself, what is it about, like, when we get into situations like this, emotional situations like this, where people can emotionally charge us or grab us? Like, what, why is it that we always gravitate to that and listen to that? Like, it's almost like we have to be careful of who we listen to, right? As you start off this new year, And a lot of times, like January is that month where people put a lot of these New Year's resolutions into place. And a lot of those resolutions, generally, they are more directed at health, right? Everybody wants a better body. Everybody wants to exercise and eat right. And they don't necessarily know how. So you have a lot of these vultures that come out and tell them what they need to do. You need to do Armageddon. You need to do this deadlift party with us. You need to join the gym and do this. And people get so caught up in it and they get overwhelmed by it. And there's no like small, there's no room for adaptation because it's so much input that the body, the mind, the brain, everything just at some point, which is roughly about the 15-day mark, some people, I will give it to them, they'll get till January 30th. If you're lucky, you might get till February 15th. But most people, their bodies and their minds go, whoa, this is way too much for me to have to keep up with. This is way out of my comfort zone. This is way out of my schedule zone. Like, I just can't do this. So I'm going to quit. And then they're done, right? And they get into this cycle of trying again next year, and it still happens. It's the same shit, different day. Same shit, different day, right? So I started thinking to myself, like, what is it about us? I mean, we're not all stock cars, right? So ask people, what is it that we don't gravitate with when it comes to being self-motivated, when it comes to listening to the little voice inside, right? That says, yes, I need a change. But at the same time, because we all know that voice, it's like three of them. It's like one that talks to the other and they answer each other. And then there's one that's just kind of like judging everything, right? Well, out of those voices, those internal voices inside ourselves, like, why isn't it easy for us to say, right, I know I need a change. And my resolution for this year is to, as an example, change my diet, right? So I am going to do it in a very efficient, clever way. The way that internally something in me says, you need to, for example, you need to stop drinking soda. I'm making it up, right? You need to stop drinking all kinds of carbonated drinks. It's got a whole bunch of sugar in it and a whole bunch of stuff that's not good for inside your body, your teeth, the whole shebang, right? Why don't you start there? And when you feel like you've mastered that, now that mastery could come within, yes, the first month. Maybe you make it till, you know, February 15th and you haven't had one soda pop, right? And then you compound onto that something else. I'm not going to eat any donuts or whatever it is that guilty pleasure might be that you know that you need to work on. Or if it's, I'm going to work out and you're not a gym person, don't join a gym. Go for a walk. And don't make it an hour and a half. Make it a 15-minute walk. Break it up into chunks throughout the day. I used to run quite a bit. Did a lot of long-distance running. And my trainer would always tell me, right, especially a lot of marathon distances I would do, he would always say, like, don't think of it as 26.2. Like, break it into chunks, right? Because it's more digestible that way. He would draw an example. Like, if you're, you know, a mile away from or a half a mile away from, you know, the Sam's Club sign, right? All you're saying to yourself is, I just need to make it to the Sam's Club sign. And then after that, you deal with, the Michelin sign after that, whatever it is. Right? You break it up into small little chunks. That way you're not thinking to yourself like, holy shit, I got to run throughout this entire city. It's 26 miles and I'm not going to be like that. At that point, you destroy yourself. The wheels fall off, you know, mentally, physically, because once the mental goes, the physical breaks down. It's not, you know, they're not talking to each other. So instead of doing this aggressive thing and listening to everybody, right? Break it up into chunks. Or better yet, for you, and that's as an example, whatever it is that you are working on, whatever it is that you are looking to do, right? The two things that I always try to follow as far as position in life is, one, you know, trust your gut, trust your instinct. A lot of times it's right, you know. Don't listen to everybody. So it's a couple things, actually. And then the last thing is always ask questions, because, just if there are things that people are telling you to do and you may not feel right about it, there's nothing wrong with asking questions about it. You know, and I think that's a problem overall that we have as a society is we don't trust ourselves. We don't ask enough questions, and we just don't put ourselves out there. We kind of just put our heads down and kind of walk on and kind of take whatever is given to us. You got to watch who you listen to. You got to ask the questions, you know, especially going into this year. I mean, it's such a weird time that we live in, and we live in a time right now that I feel like, I mean, I personally have. I have so many questions, right? And it's. I don't think it's frowned upon for me, because I'll ask whatever I want. But for most people, like, it's frowned upon to ask or question anything at this point. Anything, right? Are we just to enter this life and take take what's given to us as Bible and then exit this life? You know, then that's not my experience. That's not what I came to this world for, right? That's somebody else's experience. That's somebody else's, you know, point of view, right? And I think we fall into that way too much. Now, I will say this. As I say, ask questions. As I say, trust yourself. As I say, do you. That doesn't mean do you and push you onto somebody else, right? The purpose of my chat today, my Ruck Talk today, is to really, truly, honestly just say to you, like, as we enter this time where everybody's kind of like pushing to be better, and I'm all about it. I mean, I'm just as much in the thick of it as y'all are come next week when I get back into the gym. I'm all about being better, bettering myself. I'm all about being optimal, right? But within reason. Right. And within reason of the questions that I ask, as well as me knowing where I'm at physically and capably of, you know, achieving whatever it is that I'm going after. So, you know, just you kind of got to look within yourself. Right. And stop listening to everybody else, because everybody else isn't going to get you to the finish line of whatever that goal is. Now, I'm not saying that you can't, you know, have a mentor or somebody that can help you through or take you through whatever you may have questions on, or maybe you do want to be told what to do. Like, there are times where I go to the gym, I got a trainer. I don't want to think about the workout half the time. So she tells me what to do, but I always question it. But, like, if it's something I don't want to listen to, I'll tell her, right? And it works out in my benefit that way, right? I get better gains that way, physically. But I'm talking about anything that you do, you know? I think the fact that since we don't question, and we just tend to listen to, because we give people this authority to allow them to tell us how to live our lives, how to eat, how to sleep, how to think. You know, it's to the point where I feel like you need to take that back, right? And you need to own that back for yourself. And I know sometimes it's hard, because there are a lot of times where people just don't know where to start. People don't know how to start, why they should start. And yes, there are times where that comes in handy, you know, where somebody else, a third party, could come in and assist you with that. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the choice, the decision, the reasons why, the everything in between, it all lays on you. It all lays on us. I look at everything around us too. Like, why don't we ask questions on certain things? Like, I turn on, as much as I probably shouldn't anymore, I turn on the news the other day. Right? Turn on the, who knows if it's real, if it's fake, whatever it is. But you turn on the news the other day and, you know, like, this Jeffrey Epstein thing is a big thing right now in the news. And the fact that we're not questioning any of that, the fact that we kind of just lead with a blind eye, what I mean by that is you have a group of these global elites that are doing some pretty fucked up shit to kids and who knows what else, right? And we are not truly asking the questions that we should. We're not going to the people that have done the wrong that should be questioned. We just kind of just walk past it, kind of skate by it. And we listen to all the narratives around certain things and we believe that when deep down inside, remember that little voice I was telling you about that really truly knows the answer to everything? That voice deep down inside goes, you know, that's some horse shit. I'm not going to say anything, but that's some horse shit, right? Come on, man. You have a former president of the United States being accused of doing some really foul shit, right? And they haven't come out and said anything about it. Like, that person hasn't defended themselves, right? And we kind of just go along with it. Or is it deep down inside, we know what the truth is, and we don't want to say anything about it, right? The problem with that is when you don't, and when you don't listen to that voice, and you don't act upon what you truly know that voice wants you to do, right? And you know inherently a lot of times it's right for you, right? When you don't listen to that voice, you give your power away. You give your power away to actually getting to the truth. You give your power away to actually achieving the goals that you're trying to achieve in this world, whether that's whatever it is. I mean, for me, speaking on this public thing that's going on with this Jeffrey Epstein, a story. For me, it's just saying something and hopefully other people will say something so we can get to the goal of making sure bad people like this don't do fucked up shit like they're doing. And we all know who I'm talking about. And there's a long list of people, right? Some of them are, I don't want to even say it. Anyway, I just think that what we need to do as we move forward, I'm not even going to talk about the new year, brand new you. As we move forward, we need to start being very, very cognizant of who we're listening to. We need to start asking more questions. And when we're given answers that we know are not truth, you need to ask more questions. And you need to deep down listen to that voice that says, something ain't right, or this is what I'm going to do, or this is a path I'm going to take. You know, I think we do that in every single gamut of life. You know, we want to be accepted into society. We want to enter onto the freeway in oncoming traffic and kind of travel the same path that everybody's traveling at the same speed in unison. You want to be, you're this entity that wants to be part of this society. I get it, right? But that doesn't necessarily mean you got to agree with everything. That doesn't necessarily mean that you got to believe everything. That doesn't necessarily mean that if, fuck, the commander in chief is telling you to jab some shit in your arm, you need to listen to him because he's got the best interest at heart. That's not the case. We all know that, right? You just got to listen to yourself. And that's the motto of moving forward, right? Listening to yourself, asking questions. Nothing wrong with that. Your truth. Now, keep in mind, like I said earlier, just because it's your truth doesn't mean that you need to push that narrative or that story on everybody else, right? That's not your, you know, that's not your job to do that for everybody else. Everybody has to follow their own path, right? But as we jump on these bands, and listen, and collectively as a group, there are times where, you know, people can all agree. Like, sometimes there's a true north, and it's not just your true north, it's the true north of most, right? Or more than you would imagine, right? So I would say for the moving forward motto is definitely a listen to yourself, ask a lot of questions, speak up, because that's the only way that you win. It's not going to be the, oh, it's going to be my year and think that everything's going to fall into place and blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, at the end of the day, deep down inside, you're saying this shit ain't going to work. Because if that's the case, it's not going to work. Right? Listen to the voice. And when the voice speaks, and it really speaks, and you know what I mean. I'm not talking about the voice that tells you, oh, you got to have the cookie and blah, blah, blah. Because you know that voice ain't the right voice. You know you need to shut that voice up. There's a voice that speaks. And when it speaks, you know that it's true. And when it wants to ask a question, it will ask the question. Or if it wants to, if it's curious, it's going to, at least it's going to ask a question to you internally, right? And when that starts speaking, that's what I think you need to focus your attention on. That's what I think that you need to follow that path. That's when I think you need to follow that path, is when it starts to speak. Don't get caught up in all the noise with everything around you, because all that does is, not only does it bring you down when it fails because it's too overwhelming, it normally drops you a little bit lower than where you were at base point when you first entered into this great, like, oh, I'm going to be great. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make $1 million. And you'll make $5, right? So then you get frustrated and you're like, well, what's the point? But you set yourself up. That's just, you know, that's building a very, very, very weak foundation. And eventually when you get to a certain level, it literally will crumble, and it will not only crumble, but it'll probably go, you know, a little bit deeper than where it started from. That's all I got to say. I do hope, though, that whatever you are hoping to achieve in 2024, you go at it. You go at it hard, right? And you enjoy the process. I mentioned this before. I never really understood what enjoying the process was until recently. And it's the growth and the learning and the failures and everything else in between, from when you start to when you end that goal. The end goal, that's just the trophy, right? It's what happens in between. It's just like life. You're born, you die. There's a date when you're born, there's a date when you die. None of that shit really matters. It's the dash in the middle of the date that really doesn't get a number. And it's a dash in the middle of the date, right, that can be defined however you want it to be defined, as far as your reality, as long as you listen to that voice. So let's get at it for 2024. My man Brendan G will be back. The reason why he wasn't on today's show, by the way, I had to say he's feeling a little sick. So I was like, don't you dare come into the studio. So I figured I wanted to have a quick chat with you for 2024. Lots of great, great, great guests coming up for our podcast on the way. And don't forget to follow us on social at Ruck Talk on everything, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook. We're on all of it. If you want to be a guest, we'd love to have a chat with you. It's just ordinary people having ordinary conversations, just trying to be better and just trying to find out where your inspiration is drawn from. That's all this is. But until next time, yeah. Thanks for listening. It's Ruck Talk. Have a good week, everybody. It's hard to want to be flashy and try and keep it humble. I got a buzz because I be the bumble. See that go, bragging with the flow. Is it my fault that I'm so cold? Like 32 below. In this game, I'm trying to go like 32 and 0. And I know I'm about to blow. I'm detonating on the low. So welcome to the show. The best around.